So we can have different levels at which people practice bhakti, but is it that there is a core circle where there is higher level of practice of bhakti and others are at lower level? But in Varnashram there are various varnas, and is it within Varnashram that one level is higher and another level, or all of them are contributing cooperatively? So when we have to take a decision, at which circle do we situate ourselves? This, where we situate ourselves in the practice of bhakti, is something which we have to learn from our own experience. One important, we can get inspiration from many devotees, and whatever inspiration we get, we are grateful for that. But we have to know that our spiritual master is not going to live our life for us. We have to live our life. That means there is an ideal standard, there is a high standard, but we have to live with our mind, with our senses, with our body, with our surroundings. And it is how we can live at this level that is something which we alone have to learn. We have to learn and we have to adjust. And this is in the Bhagavatam, the Uddhava Gita, there is a verse where it says that, once one hears from the spiritual master, once one learns spiritual knowledge, then one should become one's own guru. Now Jiva Goswami explains in his commentary there that when it says one should become one's own guru, does not mean that one rejects the spiritual master, the initiating spiritual master. It means that one uses one's intelligence to act maturely in one's life. So for example, now say if we are in youth, we may think, should I become a brahmachari, should I become a grahastha? And we may say that, okay, is brahmachari higher and is grahastha lower? So is it that both of them are they are equivalent paths towards Krishna, or is it that one is higher and one is lower? So now here, if this sort of, this, I just give one example, but there can be other examples of, we may say this is higher, this is lower. See, more important than which is higher and which is lower, we have to focus on which is better for me. Because I have to practice that throughout my life. And if I am situated in something for which I am not suited, it's not going to work. And this can apply to services also. Now, it is good to preach, we can get many more people to Krishna, we can share Krishna's message. But some devotees may just not be comfortable in preaching. And just because everyone else is preaching, they think, I also become a preacher. And they feel very uncomfortable, they feel very insecure, they feel very fearful. And preaching causes so much tension, that they can't do anything else. And they better do some other services. It's not that just because one thing is considered important, that means others are not important. That all of them are ways in which we can serve Krishna. And we have to find out how we can best practice bhakti. So going back to the earlier point about brahmachari and grahastha, see, there is in Vaishnavism, there is a tension between the social and the spiritual. That means, from the social perspective, the renounced order is considered higher than the household order. And in terms of culture, we see that culture of respect. When sadhus come to some grahastha's house, grahastha's are very respectful. At the same time, the social convention is there, but bhakti is what is important. And bhakti can invert the social convention. In this pastime of Durvasa Muni itself, we have Durvasa who is a grahastha and a kshatriya, and we have Durvasa is a sannyasi and a brahmana, and we have Ambarish Maharaj who is a grahastha and a kshatriya. But Ambarish Maharaj is revealed to be higher. From the bhakti perspective, one who has bhakti is considered much more higher. So, there is social perspective, the renounced order is considered higher. But from the spiritual perspective, one who has greater devotion, that is considered higher. So, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sannyasi and a brahmana. He is hearing from Ramanand Rai, who is a shudra and a grahastha. It's complete inversion of social hierarchy that we have. Why? Because the spiritual is more emphasized. That's why we should focus on not worrying too much about socially what is considered higher. We should focus on what is anukul to my bhakti the most. And if we observe ourselves carefully, rather than taking decisions based on pressure from others, we focus on trying to understand what is it that is my nature, what is I am comfortable with, and what is it that I can practice sustainably throughout my life. And then we do that. That way we can move onwards towards Krishna in a way that is sustainable. Bhakti is not just a momentary flip. It's not like, we don't want to be like a rocket which goes high up and then falls down. We want to be like a satellite which goes out of the Earth's orbit and goes far into the space. So we want to keep moving steadily, steadily, steadily till we attain Krishna. And that's why, by taking guidance from others, but by focusing on primarily, not just taking that guidance and simply trying to apply it, because he said, I do this, they said they I should do this, but trying to understand our nature and see how we can practice bhakti sustainably, then we can make this decision. That's it. Thank you. Any other questions?